We come now to one of our regular sports moments Wednesday mornings, and in a minute we'll hear from Frank DeFord about why you need to root for the home team. But first, a sporty discovery in the world of science.
What would you do if you came across a scientific paper entitled Building Microscopic Soccer Balls with Evaporating Colloidal Fakir Drops?
A question many of us have faced. And if you're NPR science correspondent Jill Palka, you'd want to know what the heck fakir drops are and why somebody would want to make microscopic soccer balls out of them. The answer, it turns out, has implications for human health.
For the past decade, scientists have been toying with the notion of encapsulating medicine in microscopic balls. These so-called nanospheres could travel inside the body to hard-to-reach places like the brain or inside of a tumor. One problem researchers face is how to build these nanospheres, because you'd have to make them out of even smaller nanoparticles.
With micro or nanoparticles, you cannot just toss them with a finger and put them together, no, and stick them together. You need a method to do that, no?
Alvaro Marin and his colleagues at the University of Twente in the Netherlands came up with a method to assemble nanoparticles. He took a million or so nanoparticles, the ones he used happened to be made of plastic, and mixed them up in a drop of water. Then he put the drop of water containing the nanoparticles on a silicon chip covered with tiny pillars. When he did that, something curious happened.
The droplet stays on top of these pillars
and kept its nearly spherical shape. The tiny pillars kept the droplet from collapsing. It's something like those guys called fakirs, sometimes called fakers, who can lie on the top of a bed of nails without sinking down to the bed. As Marin reports in the journal PNAS, the next step was pretty easy. He waited. After a while, the water evaporated. Physicist David Pine of New York University explains what was happening as the water evaporated.
The particles inside the droplets have time to rearrange and stack up in a nice, neat, orderly fashion, much like oranges in a grocer's stand.
In other words, just by waiting until the water evaporated, the nanoparticles organized themselves into a slightly lumpy ball that looks a bit like a soccer ball. By choosing the right nanoparticles, Pine says you could make nanospheres that would release their contents in response to some external signal, and your fakir droplet-produced micro soccer balls become a drug delivery system. At least that's the idea. Well, someday. Maybe. Joe Palka, NPR News, Washington.
And you can watch real pictures of the water droplet shrinking into a nano soccer ball and other cool experiments from Alvaro Marin's lab at npr.org.